The mayor noted what he believes has allowed Danville to host the tournament for over three decades.
I think the hard work of the people in this committee community, especially the committee members, Jeannie Cook, man, she's just been a stalwart with all of this. Mayor Eisenhower, all of the committee, they have done Brian Henskin, they've just done a fabulous job. I'm proud of them. I think their work, the work of all the volunteers, over 400 people every year volunteer to make this happen. As a mayor, I couldn't be prouder because it gives our community something to look forward to, and it also helps us greatly economically as well.
Mayor Williams says the tournament has a big impact on the city, too.
Motels are filled. Our restaurants are filled. Folks are out shopping. You know, all of our stores see lots of much higher traffic during this week. So it's a win-win for everyone.
The mayor was asked what the city of Danville does to help prepare for the tournament.
One of the biggest things that we do is kind of a general sweep of this area to make sure that things are extra cleaned up, you know, extra code enforcement and things like that. We also work with DACC on some traffic issues and things like that, but mostly just playing a supporting role. The other big thing is a lot of our aldermen, a lot of our staff members volunteer to help out as well.
And Mayor Williams is hopeful that Danville will be able to continue to host that tournament for many years to come.
I am hoping that sometime while I'm still mayor yet, that we can make a plea to make this the permanent home of the tournament.
Danville Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. Throughout the year, teams from across the nation strive to make it to Danville for the games at Danville Area Community College. This year's NJCAA Division II Men's National Basketball Champion will be decided Saturday night. I'm Bill Pickett.